For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be West Memphis basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Mountain Home 42-29. Mountain Home out on the floor. West Memphis now is starting to join them. Corliss Brewer will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. Gets into Emmanuel Horde in the backcourt. We are back underway for these last 8 minutes. Horde into the front court. Throws over to Brewer on the right side. Ball goes up top now to Moore. Down to Robinson, who checked in between quarters. Over to Horde in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Hunter Bashirs. Back comes Mountain Home. Bashirs into the front court, dribbles to the left side. Now gives up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right. Benton will take the screen, gives it to Jones in the corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! That's not normally Matt Jones' shot, but it did the job. He now has 10 points. 42-32. Blue Devils leading it with 7:16 left of the game. Ball goes over to Page on the right wing. Now to Moore near the free throw line. He's going to put up the jumper. No good. Rebound controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. And back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert drills to the right wing. Goes down towards the corner. He's going to try for a three-pointer of his own. This one will not go. And this time the rebound is tipped to Corliss Brewer. He's quickly back the other way, giving it to Horde for the layup. Good. Emmanuel Horde now with 7 points. 44-32, West Memphis leading it. 6:45 left to play. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right side. Ball goes down to two. Ball was tipped by Mountain Home. Goes out of bounds, and it will be a turnover against the Bombers. Here is Horde into the front court. 14th turnover against Mountain Home. Here, Brewer has it on the left side. Almost lost the handle himself. Now gives it back to Horde. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Over to Page on the left, on the right wing. Page will take the screen from Moore. Dribble to the right elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Kaven Page with 12 points. 46-32. West Memphis leading it. A little over 6 minutes left of the game. Here is Gilbert with it on the left wing. Throws it up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right side. Almost lost the handle of the ball. Gives it up top to Cruz now. Over on the left to Bashirs. He's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound is tipped and controlled by Talon Benton. And Mountain Home will keep possession. Ball goes up top to Jones. He's going to try another three-pointer at the top. In and out. No good. And the rebound is tipped to Talon Benton. And Mountain Home will once again keep the ball. Here is Benton with it on the right wing. Throws it up top to Jones. Over to Cruz on the left elbow. On the wing to Bashirs. Bashirs going into the lane. Now kicks out to Cruz on the left side. Cruz will dribble into the lane. Now try to throw it where? I'm not sure. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be West Memphis getting it back on the turnover. 5:21 left to play in the game. Mark Robinson checking out of the game, being replaced by Jamal Macklin. And Colton Peters coming into the game as Luke Cruz takes a seat. That was the 15th turnover against the Bombers. West Memphis gets the ball back, leading by 14. Horde into the front court. Throws over to Brewer on the right side. He takes the screen, drills to the right elbow, now goes back out to the wing, finds Macklin in the corner. Now Macklin dribbles to the wing, gives it there to Horde, and a foul away from the ball, an offensive foul. I take that back. I thought they were calling it a foul on West Memphis, but nope, it's going to be on Matt Jones as his third personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. 4:56 left to play in the game. And let's see. West Memphis has to have someone on the baseline to trigger the inbound pass, and so finally Corliss Brewer goes over there. 46-32, West Memphis on top. Brewer inbounds it to Moore, who tips it out to Macklin on the left side, up top to Page. Over on the right side now goes to Brewer. Now back to Page. He has on the left side. Now finds Macklin near the free throw line. Over on the over to Brewer on the left right wing. Now Macklin has it at the right elbow. Over on the right side it goes to Hoard. Now to Macklin. Now ball goes down to Page in the left corner. It finds a Hoard in the paint. Now kicks out to Macklin, who's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Jamal Macklin with 6 points. 48-32, West Memphis leading it. 4:20 left of the game. Here's Bashirs with it on the right wing. He dribbles down toward the corner. Ball lost the handle of the ball. Now gives it to Gilbert. Gilbert drills to the right side. Goes down towards the corner. Now takes a screen from Jones. Going down towards the lane. Kicks up top to Benton. Benton's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Talon Benton with 5 points on the night, and Mount Tom's quickly going to take the timeout. We'll break with 3:56 left to play in the game. It is West Memphis leading Mountain Home 48-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Mountain Home quickly took the timeout after Talon Benton hit his first three-pointer of the night. It is 48-35, West Memphis leading it with 3:56 left to play in this contest. Both teams come out on the floor. West Memphis guy has someone inbounding it in the backcourt. And so so we are back underway. West Memphis only out there with, no, I thought they were only out there with four players, but no, I see five. Here is Hoard into the front court. Throws over to Page on the left wing. Over to Macklin. He gives to Moore in the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. 3:40 left to play in the game. That foul's on Colton Peters. That's his first personal foul, team foul number four. Against Mountain Home. Chris Moore at the free throw line, where so far he is one of two with 11 points. First free throw is up, no good. Terry Burgess checking back in for West Memphis, replacing Corliss Brewer. So one more free throw for Moore. Second shot is up, good. He gets one of two on this trip. He now has 12 points. 49-35, West Memphis leading it. By the way, also checking in was Bennett Pinson for Mountain Home. Here's Gilbert into the front court, dribbles into the left wing, throws up top to Jones. Now Benton has it between the circles. He dribbles over toward the left side. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good! Talon Benton with 8 points. 49-38, West Memphis leading it with 3:14 left. Page into the front court for the Blue Devils. Throws over to Burgess on the right side. Now Macklin has it on the wing. Gives down to Moore on the low block. He puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. Back comes Mount Tom. Gilbert quickly into the front court. Throws over to Benton on the right side. He's going to try another long three. This one will not go. And this time the rebound comes to Emmanuel Hoard. Here's West Memphis quickly back the way. Macklin going into the lane, finding Moore on the low block for the layup. And they're going to say he was fouled before his shot attempt. And so West Memphis will inbound it with 2:38 left of the game. Matt Jones picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So Corliss Brewer checking back in as Emmanuel Hoard will take a seat. Chris Moore will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it to, goes, well, throws it all the way to the backcourt to Kevin Page. Now Page will walk it back in to the front court and set up the play. Brewer has now up top to Burgess or to Page on the right side. Down to Moore. He's going to go up for the two-handed jam. Chris Moore now with 14 points. 51-38, West Memphis leading it. 2:18 left. Here is Peters with it in the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Throws up top to Pinson. Over to Benton on the left side. Up top to Jones. Jones going down into the lane, going up for the layup, and it goes in. Actually, just kind of pulled up for a little bitty jumper. He now has 12 points. 51-40, Mountain Home trailing West Memphis. 1:53 left. Here is Burgess with it, throwing it to Brewer on the left wing. Up top to Macklin, over to Page on the right side. Up top to Burgess. Now Macklin over to Brewer on the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing, throwing it up top to Page. Finding Moore in the lane for another layup. It goes in and out. No good. He's able to get his own rebound. And then he is going to be fouled going up with it. And two shots for coming up for Chris Moore. Colton Peters picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number six against Mountain Home. So Chris Moore will be back at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 4 with 14 points. Moore's first free throw is up and in. So one more coming for Chris Moore. And before he shoots the free throw, Baylor Cresselius will check in, replacing Bennett Pinson. So second free throw for Moore rolls around and goes in. And now West Memphis is going to quickly take the timeout. We'll break with 1:29 left to play in the game. West Memphis leading Mountain Home 53-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, they lose value.
Well, West Memphis taking the timeout after Chris Moore sank both free throws. It's a 13-point lead for West Memphis, 53-40 with 1:29 left to play in this game. Gilbert takes the inbound pass from Cresselius. Will get it into the front court. Dribbles on the right side, gives it there to Peters. Peters will dribble up to the top, and a foul away from the ball. With 1:19 left, I believe they're going to get Caven Page with that one. That is his first personal foul. That was the 17th foul, so it will be a one-on-one opportunity for Wyatt Gilbert. So far, he is 2 of 2 from the free throw line with 16 points. First free throw up and in, so he does earn the bonus. Hunter Bashir is checking back in for Mountain Home as Colton Peters will take a seat. Gilbert with one more free throw. Second shot is up, and he gets both. So Wyatt Gilbert now with 18 points. Perfect 4-4 from the free throw line. Cuts West Memphis lead back to 11. 53-42 our score. 1:15 left in the game. Here is Page into the front court. Throws over to Macklin. Now Brewer has it. Now he'll give it to Moore. Now over to Page. And he's going to step on the sideline. A little too close to the area. That's the fifth turnover against West Memphis. 1 minute left to play in this game. Mountain Home gets it back, trailing by 11. Gilbert into the front court. Dribbling to the right side, giving it there to Bashir. Bashir dribbles up to the top. Finds Jones on the right, down to Benton in the corner. Now Benton will drill out to the wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It will miss everything. Hunter Bashir chases down the rebound, saves it in to Matt Jones. He's going in for the layup, off the glass and in. And now Mount Home quickly takes a timeout. Matt Jones with 14 points. Wheel break with 37 and a half seconds left. West Memphis leading Mountain Home 53-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers! People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, with that layup, Matt Jones cuts West Memphis lead back to single digits, but probably not enough time left on the clock. 37 and a half seconds left as West Memphis gets the ball, has the ball leading 53-44. Inbound ball goes into the front court to Brewer, now up top to Page. Now over to Burgess on the right side. Now down to Macklin, and ball's going to be knocked away. Ball still loose, ball still loose. Now finally Burgess gives it to Macklin. 16 seconds. Now to Page. Now to Moore. He's going to go up for another two-handed jam. It's 11-point lead with 6 seconds left, and now a foul's going to be called. And another one-and-one coming up for Wyatt Gilbert with 4.8 seconds left. Kevin Page picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against West Memphis. That is 18 points, by the way, for Chris Moore. Wyatt Gilbert, another one-on-one. First free throw is up and in. So once again, he earns a bonus. He's now 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. Gilbert's second shot is up and good. He now has 20 points. Moore inbounds it to Page. Page will get into the front court. 2 seconds. Over to Burgess. He's going to try one last layup for the buzzer. No good. But doesn't matter. It's all for naught because West Memphis will get the 9-point victory. And Mount Home will fall to 2-5 in conference play. Our final score tonight, Mount Home loses to West Memphis 55-46. We'll check our final numbers in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and they lose value.